about Syria in this hour of the Good Day program. Shall we talk about things that have happened this past week, this past month, this past year? Or shall we talk about today, the here and the now? Why not do that?
You, what'd
you say?
My vote's for today.
I didn't hear all of what you said.
My vote's for today.
Talk about today. Be in the now. Good for you, Roberta. I'm with you. So we're going to take over the world, you and me, together in this hour of the Doug Stephanie.
We haven't already?
Well, we're working on it. I'm not sure how far I can get by myself, so I need you to come with me as the queen of cheap. What are some of the best deals that we're going to be talking about in a few minutes here? I know there are a lot of Black Friday deals, and that's what's in people's heads, whether that makes sense or not. Practically, the news media's kind of beat it into us that today is the day. Today is the day. If you don't go shopping today, you're going to lose.
Well, what we're going to tell you about is different apps that you can use that are just going to be incredible to help you get through all this Black Friday stuff, and also some really good deals that are happening online, and some that we don't have them on DougStephan.com. You'll have to listen to hear about them. Some unbelievable cruise deals today on Black Friday.
Unbelievable cruise deals.
I saw some things advertised
out in the plane, the magazine that's on the plane. I was looking at cruise deals, and there were some for like $349 for a week on Sunday.
This is even more incredible.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about Cyber Monday. Some of the people that I've talked to so far today, Roberta, suggest that they're going into the stores today to just nose around, look around, see what there is, and then they're going to go back home and go online either today or over the weekend or Monday. I don't know. The magic of Monday is, again, a news media creation, Cyber Monday, blah, blah. People aren't going to actually wait until Monday. If they see something they like today and they have the money in their checking account or they have the money in their credit card, they're going to go online and buy it. Right?
Absolutely.
I'm not encouraging this, but I know that's what you do sometimes, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, all the time.
Yeah. So what is that? What are you doing? Those of you who do that, what are you doing to the retail business in the malls, the big box stores, or do you care?
I don't think about it.
Really?
Well, though I'm worried about us saving money, I'm the queen of cheap, remember, Doug?
Right, I do remember that, Roberta. It's in all the papers. Yeah, I do.
Exactly.
But whether I feel badly about it, I don't know how I feel about it, actually. I honestly don't know how I feel. Last year, Cyber Monday was the biggest online sales event in the history of that media. The biggest. Now, today, there's going to be a lot of action. You can be sure of it. And through the weekend, there will be. I'm talking about buying online. 10% of the sales expected this year are going to be online. One of the things that people are concerned about is the availability of toys. A lot of the popular toys are not in as big a supply for whatever the reason as they have been. So a lot of stores are out of some of the popular items. And so I've been trying to figure out what these items are, and I don't know. And maybe it's not important for me to figure out. Is that me or is that Roberta? That must be me. All right,
what are you hearing?
I'm hearing a lot of racket. Kenny, are you hearing that? Or Michael, are you hearing all that racket? Do I need to? You're not hearing it.
What kind of racket do you hear?
Yeah, there's a little bit of racket. Maybe it's being caused by the huge fire in Bangladesh. The reason the story today, and the reason that it is impactful on us is because of all the garments that come to our country from Bangladesh. I don't know if you realize this or not. We think about China as a country that brings a lot of product to this country. But when it comes to the garment workers and to things that we're wearing, products that are not made in this country, and I don't know, even I remember as a kid, my father was in the retail and wholesale clothing business. And that was one of the things that we were at that point in time, and this was, 40, 50 years ago, thinking about how the world was going to change. My father said, and my father wasn't great with a crystal ball, but he said in my lifetime, his lifetime, things would change dramatically because all the woolen mills that were all around. Michael, I'm going to pause here for a moment because there's something wrong with my connection. I'm going to have you reestablish it, so let's pause here for a moment. 12 after the hour on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Remember that thing you spent hours waiting in line for last Black Friday? That thing that's probably still in the box? That thing that in no way rocked your world? Well, not this year. Get down to Guitar Center this Black Friday for insane deals on the most awesome music gear known to man. Like a Simmons 5-piece electronic drum kit for just $199, or 12 sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $25. Get these and many more deals this weekend only at Guitar Center's Black Friday sale, now through Sunday.
Okay, so the focus here on Good Day, Ken Kessler is here, Roberta Fasanelli is here, Jennifer's off today, Richie's going to join us later in the hour, 13 and change past the hour. The essence of when you buy, we all think, for some reason or other, when we think about buying on in terms of Christmas, we think about toys. I don't know why we do, but we do. We think about children. But yet, at this time of year, more garments are sold. There's more cars that are sold, interestingly enough. Have you seen the ads for the Black Friday car events at the various dealers around the country? I mean, there are tons of them. And so what I'm thinking is that there are a lot of high-ticket items that get purchased between now and Christmas as well. And one of the things that most people don't realize is that folks, if you go to the mall, you go to the department stores, specialty stores, a lot of clothing items. I don't usually buy my own clothing, and I haven't bought a lot of clothing, frankly. I bought a couple of pairs of jeans in the last few months, but that's about it. I don't go out. I'd like to go with somebody else who can better, perhaps. There are people who question my taste when it comes to stuff that I buy. Really? Brewer's going to say, what about those corduroys, Doug?
Those blue ones, yes, indeed.
Yeah, the lovely ones. Anyway, but a lot of the things, the point of the conversation is that a lot of the $22 billion garment industry that we have in this country, $22 billion a year, $22 billion in clothing sales, the stuff that is often that you see in the stores is made in Bangladesh. And so this fire, that's why it's of significance, a big garment factory, and it was completely destroyed. If you see some of the pictures from it, I mean, you look at the building and it looks like the building that you find actually looks like a big apartment building to me, but it was a garment factory. And one of the things that, you know, that we hear these criticisms all the time when people who are connected, there are a lot of folks who have their own clothing line. How many celebrities can you think of who have a clothing line that's named after them? Can you come up with any number of names? I remember Johnny Carson was very influential when he was on television. He had a sport coat and a suit line that did very well. It was a medium grade, it was, you know, moderately good. The quality was okay, but it wasn't high end, it wasn't low end. But when you think about all of the things that are available, you go to the men's warehouse, for example, most of those stores, Joseph A. Banks, those are the kinds of stores. I'm thinking about men's wear. What about women's wear? What are the big chains for women's wear, Roberta?
I don't know, like TJ Maxx or Marshalls
Bolton's. I'm talking about, what stores would you find in the mall that specialize just in women's clothing? Not the big box.
Bolton's and Taylor.
Okay, Ann Taylor.
Liz Claiborne.
Yeah.
Now, those are all big names. Ralph Lauren. No, Ralph Lauren has menswear.
What about, what's a D.Y., what's a Donna, what's a...
Donna Karen.
Donna Karen, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a big... But are they really good, or is it just a label that has caught on, and therefore people think of it? Sometimes it's like what I remember about Palm Beach. There was a label. I don't even know if Palm Beach is still around, but the one of the big, most successful labels for menswear in terms of both sport coats and suits and accessories was Palm Beach. And what I learned about my father being in that business was that the Palm Beach label didn't really stand for anything because there were all kinds of different qualities and what they call makes. So they created something around the Palm Beach label, and they put it in all kinds of garments. People thought they were getting something better because of the Palm Beach label. And by the way, this is the fallacy of labels. People who like to buy labeled goods. The way it works these days, and Bangladesh is one of the areas that most impacts this, you can get a label that doesn't anymore mean that you're getting a good quality product. Sometimes you're paying more for it. And it all, really, what you pay for stuff doesn't indicate whether it's good or not, right? Am I right?
Oh, never, never. No, what you pay for something doesn't mean if it's good or it's bad or it's you know, or it's better than something else. But, you know, some people, you know, favor certain labels because I tend to like Ann Taylor and Ann Taylor Loft a lot because their clothes are very timeless. You can buy a piece and you can still wear it 20 years later. And they're usually, it's pretty well made. And the prices are, you know, moderate.
How many women have clothing that they wear now than 20 years ago?
I do. A lot of women do.
Really?
Especially now that vintage stuff has come into fashion. Now, I'm digging out some of the stuff that I had in the 60s and the 70s and hoping that maybe I can fit one leg into it, you know?
Perfect.
But no, a lot of the stuff is, you know, the vintage stuff is coming back, and you know, a lot of, some of those labels are just, you know, are well known for stylish yet timeless clothing. So you know, that's why I think they're popular. It also gives people, I think, a sense of security. You know, if they're not sure if something is the right thing to wear, well, you know, if it has a certain label on it, well, you know, then they're a little secure that it might be the right thing.
Right.
So I kind of understand that, you know. I mean, I'm not a label person, but I do have a few makers that I tend to gravitate towards.
Mm-hmm. All right. Roberta checks the Queen of Cheap Report in just a second here on Good Day.
Sweaters here.
Hey.
Get us on your holiday list, girl.
Yeah.
Cashmere will put some cozy in your cubicle.
Mm-hmm.
Tunic can team up with your skinnies.
Yeah.
And cable needs cocoa, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I forgot you, turtleneck.
Nice.
Don't be a pill. Sweater humor. No? Fine.
Something missing from your list? Like sweaters by Elle, Jennifer Lopez, or LC Lauren Conrad? Come to Kohl's Super Saturday for lots of great savings. And get Kohl's cash this Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Roberta and the Queen of Cheap, brought to you by the folks that are counting down to the holidays. Kohl's. Roberta brought to you by Kohl's. Expect great things as they count down to the holidays. Great things at Kohl's. Roberta.
Okay, we got some great things with the Black Friday apps. I mean, you don't have to struggle with all those crowds in the store and get up before the crack of dawn and bring your kids out into the cold and the dark and the rain and the snow and all that to get a few deals. You can do all this stuff online from the comfort of your living room or bedroom or kitchen or even in the bathroom. I know some people do it. But you need the right deals and the right apps, and we have a few for you listed at DougStephan.com. One is www.theblackfriday.com. This lists a lot of the ads that the stores have put into magazines and newspapers, and they're just kind of all aggregated in that one spot. Another place that has some great apps for you is www.ranker.com. Amazon has a special spot for its Black Friday deals, and we tell you what it is on DougStephan.com. And some great deals, 10 great Black Friday deals for iPhone users, Mashable.com.
Let me
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Springsteen's handwritten lyrics for Born to Run are heading to the auction block. Story at DougStephan.com. It was early in 1974, Roberta. You can probably tell the story better than I can, but this is the story that we have at DougStephan.com. Springsteen had enjoyed critical acclaim, not much commercial success yet. He'd had two albums, Greetings from Asbury Park and The Wild, The Innocent, and The E Street Shuffle. He wasn't certainly the icon that he is now. He needed a hit. So he sat down at his Long Branch, New Jersey home, 7½ West End Court, the same house where he would also write Thunder Road and Backstreets, began scribbling lyrics on a sheet of ruled paper from a spiral notebook. This town will rip the bones from your back. It's a suicide trap. Trap to catch the young. You're dead unless you get out. Anyway, we all know the lyrics to Baby, We Were Born to Run. So on December 5th, Roberta, the handwritten notes from one of the boss's biggest hits
He's going to be auctioned off to the highest bidder. Sotheby's expects the manuscript to bring between $70,000 and $100,000. You going
to
bid on it?
Get it to me for Christmas, Doug.
Is he selling them?
A Christmas gift.
Or does somebody else have possession of them? Now?
I think somebody,
somebody else has possession.
Yeah.
But how would that be? And that's why I wanted you to bring us the insight. For those of you who don't know, Roberta Fasinelli is the number one Bruce Springsteen fan. Goes to hundreds, has over the years, hundreds of his concerts, and is just
hundreds,
one of those,
thousands, tens of thousands.
Of them. All right, so what light can you lead?
You know, it's likely that that somebody else had already bought them through auction, and they're just reselling them now, most likely.
Would he buy them back?
He certainly could. It's lunch money for him.
Yeah, I know.
Lunch money. 70 to 100.
You know, it's like I never knew why the Beatles never bought back their catalog from Michael Jackson.
Because Michael Jackson stole it from Paul McCartney.
No, that's no, but he could have. No, he didn't steal it. He bought it at an auction. Not really an auction. He bought it in
that
a deal.
Paul McCartney that was planning to go buy it at.
Well, I'm not sure that was the case, Richie.
Really?
I think there was. I don't think that McCartney.
No,
and this is where the question was. It Kenny was an auction.
Was Paul was actually talking to Michael to get a business tip, and Michael steered him wrong and then swooped in and bought the music.
Oh, really made points. Oh.
I
couldn't remember that. Now I remember a little
around.
Remember when Michael was getting married, when Michael Jackson, the best man at Uri Geller's wedding, and I was supposed to drive them over to see George Harrison. McCartney called Harrison and said, if you see Michael Jackson, I'll never talk to you again.
Yeah.
So that
why do you think
that
was?
Trip. Yeah.
And now Sony owns it all.
Yeah, right, exactly. 28 past the hour. We own mornings. This is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when properly introduced, dogs living together under one roof can learn to be best friends, and so can dogs and cats, dogs and birds and fish, dogs and fish, cats and fish, even mice. It's simply a matter of negotiating their differences and desensitizing the offending pet to his new housemate. Pet owners make their biggest mistake by just plunking down a new pet into your dog's face. In fact, any instant addition to the family, whether animal or human, may be enough to upset the balance in a dog's life. To understand how they're feeling, think about how you would feel if someone suddenly and unexpectedly moved into your home on a long-term basis. Life would become abruptly different. It's so important to make the first pet or the second pet in the household feel good about the new arrival of the first. So you want to do it gradually. If it's dog to dog, try to introduce them on neutral turf. If it's a cat, if you can bring the scent of the cat into your home on a stuffed animal before the real cat comes in, that'll make all the difference in the world. Equal time, separate time, family time. Everyone sooner or later will be sleeping whisker to whisker. I promise. I'll more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
About how we like this song. And you're like, what?
Well, there's nothing to see here. I was moving along to try to fill my face with some food because I haven't had anything to eat since yesterday's Thanksgiving meal.
You don't plan well when you do these field trips, do you?
No, I don't. Yeah. No, I don't. I have
you
no
just hope that there are crumbs laying around
well,
wherever
you see
studio
where
you
I
walk
am.
In.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, day after Thanksgiving. Doug Steffen, Dudley. Rich McFadden, Richard. Ken Kessler, Kenneth. Roberta Fasanelli, Roberta and I were just discussing some of the other incredibly big deals that are at the Queen of Cheap Box, best of Black Friday deals we have, and I'm going to go through a little more of those with Roberta in just a moment. The what Richie was saying about the essence of Charlotte or whoever else travels with me, but this time with Charlotte, I don't usually take her with me on plane trips, but I brought her with me because she's going to have an operation with my vet out here on Monday, and he's really the only one that I trust, so I brought her with me. I normally, on the shorter trips, don't take her with me.
What is she getting done?
She has a couple of questionable bumps on her butt.
Need to be extricated.
And the guy, by the way, back in Massachusetts, wanted $1,800 to do this. And so this fellow's name is Bill Carlson, who I absolutely respect, and Warren Eckstein, who's our pet expert, put me onto this guy 4 or 5 years ago, and he loves Charlotte, gets Charlotte. Charlotte likes being in there with him, and I really just, you know how you trust people? It's like,
right.
I trust Dr. Ken with my health. I check.
Yes.
I trust Ken, Jack Stockwell with my health, and you feel better about either for yourself or the people and things that you care about, like your dog, going to somebody that you really trust. So anyway, coming out here, I had a good meal on the plane, and then I had a good meal at my daughter's, and then I sort of forgot about it because I was so full last night. I could have taken stuff with me to chew when I'm on, because when I'm home and I'm doing the program from my studio at home, I always have access to whatever there is to eat there. And I normally have a system. I eat a lot of fruit and yogurt and that sort of thing when I'm at home, and I have nothing here. So I'm just scouring around. I'm at the studios of the CRN Digital Network, which Jennifer Horn and her father own and run. And usually Jennifer has some stuff on her desk that I can count on. And if she knows that I'm going to be here, she'll leave
it.
Well, what I did is I found a bag of sweet rolls, and I found a jar of special kosher jam that I found.
You don't know how old they are.
No, they are. They're nice and fresh. No, I just said I had one of them.
This happens no matter what radio station he's at. He just goes foraging through their kitchen and their work areas to see if he can find some food.
And if it doesn't run away or talk back, he eats
it.
That's your deal, not mine. That's your deal.
So then people come back in, you know, because Doug, usually when he does this, he's on the West Coast or something like that. So it's, you know, early in the morning.
Well, I'll be at the Truth. I'm going to be at the studios of our affiliate in Tucson, the Truth. I think Tuesday morning, is that right?
Let me see. Yeah, lock your refrigerator.
Wednesday morning. Yeah, anyway, so go ahead.
So then they come back into work and they're like, where's that sandwich that I didn't have or they the say other to him, day?
Oh my gosh, you ate that?
It'd be like,
no, that's what they say to you.
I had half a Subway sub left in my refrigerator the other day. What happened to it? Doug is a classic guy. Here's Doug. Okay, you're at a radio convention, and it's lunchtime. We're all sitting there. We're having lunch, and you know, I get my sandwich or whatever it is, and Doug's the guy. You gonna finish that?
I don't want to let good food go to waste. No, I don't look like don't. My physique doesn't look like that I eat like that, but I do. I enjoy eating, but I have a lot of energy.
But the funny part about it
around
is,
a lot, so
you're the guy. You know, when you go through the buffet line, you know, you'll put a little salad on your plate, and you put some fruit on your plate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you want that other half of my turkey club sandwich.
Right. I'll eat lightly for those who are going to consume what it is they think
of. That's right.
They're interested in
get the appearance of being a light eater.
Yes. Right. All right. Yeah. There's a Florida father who has some interesting news today that we highlighted, DougStefan.com. 7-year-old son that he has, struck by a meteorite, at least that's what the father says. His name is Wayne Lippard.
Yeah.
He says his son, Stephen, was playing in their home on Saturday. He walked into the house, and a few minutes later, he came to his window because he heard his son outside screaming. And his son got cut pretty badly, but it wasn't bleeding. So the family didn't panic. It needed three stitches. The gash needed three stitches. They were trying to figure out what caused it. He went searching outside and found a handful of pea-sized rocks spread out in about a 3-foot diameter on his lawn that didn't match anything else that was around in his neighborhood. So he believes that the rocks are meteorites, and one of them hit his son.
Wow.
He took the rocks over to Florida Atlantic University to be analyzed this weekend. Apparently, they did some initial determination, and they say the rocks were magnetized, which would support, because the meteorites, that stuff that comes in
through the atmosphere,
is magnetized. Mm-hmm. Researchers say that they were not able to determine if the material brought to the laboratory was a meteorite or not. They will have to do some more work on it over the weekend. They need more specialized equipment. But imagine that. And it sort of is coupled with, on the plane yesterday, Richie, you'll appreciate this, or maybe everybody will, I watched the Discovery Channel, and there were a couple of shows that were the wormhole or something.
Through the wormhole
through
with
the wormhole.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman, right,
right,
that's it. I knew you'd know it, because I'd not seen the program before.
I dig that channel.
Well, I kind of dig it. Now, it's sort of George Nouri-ish, and maybe this is Nouri-ish.
Yeah.
This story here is a perfect George Nouri story as well, but it's, you know, something of general interest. There are a lot of this material that we don't know about. There are a lot of these things hitting the atmosphere. Some of them make it through, and some of them don't. And so when you consider the size, let's say a little piece, how could anybody be hurt with that? When you think of the velocity that they're traveling through the universe, when you think about it, I mean, that's sort of what one of the, I watched 2 hours of this show from the Discovery Channel, because I was fascinated with the Big Bang Theory was one of them, and then When Life Begins was another, and I find we were talking about them at dinner yesterday, where you really are, where the essence of our DNA, where the essence of our
where you really stand, yeah, creation really or Big Bang,
from.
Right?
Yeah. And so anyway, but back to the meteorites and what was a discussion that we had here, I think, last week or the week before, and I'm not sure, Richie, whether you're here or not, or folks who are listening, I'll underscore it again. What has been put forth as one of the many theories now that's being generated, because a lot of people are figuring what I said how many years ago, that we come from another planet.
Here we go.
And you figure out, what do you mean, here we go?
Go ahead.
There are 800, the scientific research, Kenny, you can back me up on this, suggested that there are 875,000 or more planets just like Earth spread out through the universe. And when some of the planets explode, because there's always this transition going on, as there is here with our planet and on our solar system, the sun is changing, the speed of the planet moving around is changing, things are changing. And when it gets to a point when the sun absorbs the Earth and basically our solar system explodes, like has happened millions and millions and millions of times, that stuff goes out and just flies through the universe. And so it is. We are bound to be susceptible to these particles from planets. And in those particles, there is life, the matter of life. When it lands in the ocean, these things develop into various species. People are always asking, where do new species come from? You know, all these nuts that are worried about the extinction of various things. Well, you know what? That's the way it works. The planet and life in general, there are transitions that happen, and that change means that life starts for new things.
So you're officially down with the pea soup theory.
So I am now officially on with the theory that that forms of life come from all sorts of, some of it is disorganized.
We're tadpoles that walked up out of the ocean.
Maybe. Well, that's not what we are. What I've said has been more underscored this last week, and I wish I could put my hands on the article. We started talking about it, and then I got distracted, or somebody distracted me, and we went on to something else, about how we have come from other planets. That the theory that I put forth many years ago, without any real evidence, just my instincts say that the yellow people and the black people and the white people,
right.
There's no good reason
just like
for them having been developed.
And bulldogs,
right.
And poodles,
yeah,
all have come to come from different planets because
right.
You can't explain how they look different if they
well,
come from the same planet.
I don't know if that's if there's a reality that's quite as dramatic as there is with the human life form.
It but looks anyway. Like back in 1992, one of these things fell out of the sky.
Yeah.
A 27-pound meteorite hitting a car in New York.
Imagine. I was just thinking of
I
the car.
That, I remember
it was smashed to death. And then in 2011... an egg-sized meteorite came crashing through the roof of a comet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the roof. You mean
a roof of the roof of the Camille, a family in France, the Camille's family, a house.
Yeah. All right, Roberta, you have some other Queen of Sheep deals, big deals before Tom Parsons gets here. Cruise special deals. Imagine being able to take a cruise for $99. You found?
Oh my gosh. There's some incredible cruise deals going on. If you go to vacationstogo.com, which is kind of like a cruise discount aggregator, I check it regularly to see cruise deals, but there are some deals on here this time around that I just can't believe. You can do 4 days out of Miami. Let's see. Yeah, 3 days out of Miami on the Norwegian Sky for $99. You could do 4 days out of Miami on the Norwegian Sky for $101.
Wow.
That's, you know, $25 a day. That is just incredible. If you want something a little longer, let's say, they've got Panama Canal cruises that are under $400.
All right, so how much of these are loss leaders? You know as well as I do.
They're loss leaders, absolutely. They just want to get bodies on board the boats.
People, but in how many of them are available? You know, the airlines always say you can buy a coast-to-coast trip for $149. Well, there are only 10 seats available for that, and then the rest of them
No, there's
up
a lot. Here's 18 days on Holland America to Hawaii for $999.
Yeah, but can everybody, are there enough?
Sure, anybody can get them.
Yeah, but how many actual
I mean, I don't know the exact number, Doug, that are on there, but they're, you know, there's enough that they're advertising it. Well, I mean, some of these deals are over 80%.
Sorry, I just sold
the
last seat 5 minutes ago to the guy who called just before you did.
But there's plenty more. Another place that you should be looking for some of these doorbuster deals, believe it or not, is on Groupon. Groupon has some amazing deals coming up. Like you can get the Keurig that everybody likes. They have it for just $99. They're normally about $299. That's after rebate. So check out Groupon and click on their Black Friday deals section. You wouldn't think of going to Groupon for Black Friday deals, but they absolutely have them. And some of them are outstanding.
I like
outstanding.
Living Social better than Groupon.
Hmm?
All right, so there
you like
are
Living
these.
Social better. Well, yeah. Check that out too. Who knows? I didn't check them today. They could have Black Friday stuff also.
Best Black Friday online deals and apps. You'll find them at the Queen of Cheap Box at DougStefan.com. And next to that, supermarket guru Phil Lempert reviews a new app that came out that uses your food preferences in order to find the food and the recipes. That's really kind of clever. That's a great Thanksgiving week item to have. A new app that uses your food preferences. You put in what you want, and you'll find references to recipes, where you get the food, that sort of thing. Another service at DougStefan.com.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with some more holiday gift ideas. LG's new G2 smartphone is available on all four major carriers. It delivers crystal clear call clarity, and impressive photos are delivered by a 13-megapixel camera with image stabilization. The G2's rear key button makes it easy to take shareable selfies. The 5.2-inch true high-def display means video's web pages will look crisp, bright, and realistic. Office Max predicts smartphone and tablet accessories will be among the hottest holiday gifts in 2013. Office Max has a wide selection of the latest styles, colors, and textures from OtterBox and Belkin, starting as low as $14.99. They can protect your iPhone and Samsung Galaxy phone with bright colors and eye-catching bling, too. Deck out your Apple, Samsung, or Kindle devices with a case designed to protect and make a major style statement, saving money on gifts to protect your tech thanks to Office Max. Honeywell's Wi-Fi smart thermostat allows you to remotely control your heat and AC using a computer or connected smart device via the Total Connect app. Keep tabs on your home through mobile and email alerts. Honeywell's smart response technology controls your thermostat based on your daily usage. A color-customizable touchscreen allows the device to blend with your home's wall color. The HP Envy 17 is the first laptop featuring integrated Leap Motion technology. This innovation senses in-air hand movements for easy navigation and control. It operates with merely the wave of a hand or a lift of a finger. Use AirSpace, Leap Motion's app store, to access games, browse photos, and 3D apps. Users will appreciate the large 17.3-inch HD display. The Beats audio system provides HP's best audio system ever. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
All right, television report. Jennifer's not here. A lot of people are talking about Lara Logan from CBS. She was put on sort of sabbatical without pay after that story that really was found to be wrong, the Benghazi attack, and that sort of set her back and set CBS News back, I think, a little bit. Now MSNBC set back a little bit with a controversy concerning Martin Bashir and Alec Baldwin. Here's a radio guy named John Phillips talking about the firing of Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin got fired by MSNBC for his latest outburst, which was outside his house, and he was being chased around by some paparazzi. Although I think the pluralization of it is paparazzo. Does that work? Because I've seen it both. Or maybe the paparazzi's plural and paparazzo is singular. I don't know. It was some cameraman or reporter from one of the tabloids. Let's just put it that way. And Alec Baldwin lost his temper, as Alec Baldwin tends to do, and called him a bleep-sucking word that rhymes with maggot but starts with an F. And it was caught on tape and became a huge scandal, and because he works for MSNBC, resulted in his suspension for 2 weeks, and then they fired him. They're not bringing the show back. And there are people in the conservative media that are celebrating this.
Oh, come on.
I know Sean Hannity and Alec.
One of the things that I find troubling about this stuff is just that, Alex, but I'm questioning why they would fire, and so would a lot of other people, fire Alec Baldwin. This had nothing to do with MSNBC, yet they have kept on Martin Bashir, who said some things that were just awful about Sarah Palin.
Oh, man.
And then that whole controversy seems to have gone no place. I mean, you know, the right-wing stations and the hosts were all over it. But in fairness, I don't even care about right-wing, left-wing. Why would you fire somebody like Alec Baldwin, who has much more of a name, much more of an attraction?
Because you just attacked your core audience.
What? People who are maggots that begin with an F?
No. Yeah, well, I wouldn't describe them that way. But when you start you're picking at the gay audience, that's, you know.
All right, so you're saying that because MSNBC is left of center, a lot of gay people watch it.
Well,
because gays are mostly liberal, and that the business about Alec
got a good core. Yeah, it could be, and or support the lifestyle that you are attacking.
So Bashir went after Sarah Palin, who's not exactly the mainstay of support
right.
of MSNBC.
So they're watching.
So they didn't lose anything.
Right. Right.
Interesting theory. It's 51 after the hour. Good day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Friday, November 29th on Good Day. Roberta just spent a little bit of time talking about some of the cruise deals. Tom Parson from BestPayers.com is here in just a moment to talk about some of the deals that may come about as a result of the finalization of the merger between American Airlines and U.S. Air. Is that going to mean people will save a lot of money and they'll have big extravaganzas, sales everywhere to celebrate their union? Plus cruise ships, a little more info on why the prices are so cheap. Tom Parsons from BestFares.com here on Good Day in just a moment.
Everything you do on the Newsprint Network is important. Today we honor the following party invite posted by Nate.
Sup, homies and homettes. This holiday office party is going to be off the chizzy for Rizzy. We're going to get the party started with some sick gingerbread house decorating. Then we'll get down to some legit jams with some sweet carol singing. And if you didn't think this party could get any more ill, everyone is going to walk away with some serious swag from our white elephant gift exchange. But keep it on the $5, yo.
In honor of the important things you do, Sprint brings you these great deals. Get our best-selling Android tablet, the new Samsung Galaxy Tab 3, for just $49.99 this holiday season. And now, through Monday, get the new Samsung Galaxy S4 Mini for free after a $50 mailing rebate. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com today.
Phone offer valid 11/28/13 to 12/2/13. Tablet offer ends 1/23/14. Rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination. Plan price excludes taxes and Sprint surcharges. Restrictions apply.
All right, let's get to Tom Parson from BestFares.com. A couple of items. The merger of American Airlines and U.S. Air has been approved by all the parties that are necessary. They have to give up some space in various airports, yada, yada, yada. But what does this mean to the consumer? A lot of those protagonists have said this is going to be great, fares are going to be lower. We all know that's a lot of bunkum. The antagonists say, nope, this is going to affect us greatly. When these airlines merge like this, and supposedly it'll be finalized in December, does that mean that there are big fare sales to sort of celebrate? Here we are, everybody. This is it. It's official. Come to our airline. This is what you're going to get. That sort of stuff?
It'll still take them probably 9 months to a year. You know, they'll still be flying. It's two separate identities. Maybe 9 months into the system, they'll be able to start sharing their airfares with each other. In other words, you'll still see U.S. Airways fares. You'll still see American.
Well, do I have to go to U.S. Airways, or can I go to American and get the fares from the U.S. Air?
No, they won't be able. They won't be able to blend it. I mean, this is the headache now.
Really?
They just won't be able to do it all. Flight number from U.S. Airways connecting to American and all that. It'll slowly start happening, but look at Southwest and AirTran.
Yeah,
2 years later,
yeah,
they still haven't. You know, they still not getting their act together. It took United almost 18 months to get their airfares to talk to each other, and then they still got to paint the planes. They got to do this and do that. So, and again, I think as we go into December, probably the middle of December or closer to Christmas. January and February is notorious for cheap airfares anyway, because it's one of the slowest travel periods of the year. It'll probably be good deals up until spring break. So, and then from there, they'll go for the arm and the leg, and then there'll be about six weeks. And then right after that, we'll see some good deals in May, June, July, and August. They'll go for the jugular vein, and then September, October. And up until Thanksgiving, they'll be begging for us. And even these next 2 weeks, what we could be looking for are these last-minute getaways where you can travel, especially the ones that are being, I know you like to fly between L.A. and Boston, and I cannot tell you how many times if you can adjust your schedule even on a Friday afternoon or a Saturday. You like to leave after 7 anyway. Those round-trip airfares, if you leave on a Friday night and come back the following Monday and Tuesday, have been averaging about $229 to $249. Yeah. And even this weekend, you can buy an airfare for L.A. From Boston to L.A. for $249, which is a very good airfare.
Yep. All right, let's talk about cruises. Roberta was talking earlier. Give us about 30 seconds on why it is the cruise lines can be offering $99 a week specials. What does that? What
brings they make their money from it's amusement parks and everything. They have a per diem for each person. I mean, they make their money on the casinos. They make the money on the booze, the foo-foo drinks, the shore excursions. They do and wild and crazy things
so
like that.
Get them onto the ship cheap and then rack up the charges. There you go, Roberta. There's the explanation right there. You're going to pay for it once you get on the ship. Tom Parsons from BestFares.com with some interesting information, as usual, about travel bargains. Check out BestFares.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.